Run! our pastor, Officer Milton Frank, to give me a great pleasure to introduce our MC for this afternoon. The person that I'm about to introduce to you, she's a native of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. She's the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Lonnie Jones of North Carolina. She's employed by the RCMA Creole Hope Infant Call Center in Palatka and Hastings. And she's the outreach coordinator. She's a member of the Mount Moriah Baptist Church, where she sings in the senior choir. She is a native, and she's a graduate of Elizabeth City State University of Elizabeth, Carolina. Mrs. Gladys Jones. A very friend of the D.C.
Thank you, Julia. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. It sounds good to sit back there and listen to all the things that they say you did. But I truly want the church to know that I believe in God, and I am a true Christian, believing in Christ that Jesus is the Son of God. And to me, that is the most important thing in my life. Reared early in the Baptist Church, I thank the Lord for it, with Christian people, parents, friends, loving relatives. And I think beyond all your accomplishments in life, that is the most important. To Pastor Golden, I am sorry. You know, the devil is trying to be busy, but Satan can get back, because this is going to be a good service tonight, and I'm going to be part of it. So let me start over to Pastor Stewart and his lovely wife. To ladies and gentlemen, and to the senior choir over here. And this new choir, I want to say that I'm trying to move ahead of myself, and I shouldn't, but as I understand, this is a new choir that God sent me, has gotten up, and I see a lot of young people in it. And it's hard to see a choir with a lot of young people in it. It seems like the young people are getting away from the church. And it's good to see a choir with young people. Ladies, you are beautiful. I thank the Lord for my chance to be here tonight. I thank the Lord for so many smiling faces. I thank the Lord for so many guest choirs here. I know that God sent me. I'm glad to have you. And we're going to go ahead and get on into the service. If you're sitting beside somebody who doesn't want to get into the service, tell them to excuse you if you fall on them or step on their toes. Because you came to serve the Lord. If you're sitting beside somebody who touches you and want to talk about somebody else, you tell them, I don't want to hear that. If you can't talk about God, then don't say anything to me. We came here to serve the Lord, church. And we want you all to get into this service. That's the only way you can take the devil out of here. He came in with us. He doesn't want us to have a good time. But we're going to fool Satan. You know, he wanted me to say Pastor Golden. He wanted me to say that, but Satan, you can get behind me, because I came here, regardless of the building, to serve the Lord. Amen. And I believe that everybody in here is serving the same God. Amen. So if you can sit there and not say anything, and you can't remember that God has done something for you, then you sit there and be pretty. Amen. But if I step on Reverend Young's foot, I know he will excuse me. If I step on Reverend Stewart's foot, I know he will excuse me, because he know I am here to serve the Lord. Amen. We're going to move on with the program with a selection from the serving choir, the Stewart Gospel Chorus.
Thank you. flashes across land. I cannot take a piece of clay and mold it into man, but I have a body.
Amen. 49, Hillman's song. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Know there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. How happy are these saints above who once met sorrow hell, but now they face the mega love and joy without a tear. The consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free, and then go home my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me. And so forth. Excellent one for the tune. Must Jesus bear the cross along and all the world go free?
Thank you.
behind me.
Yeah.
My way is long and hard.
Yes, yes.
For me, I now
see.
My soul, but I
time, 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 time is what we love. Oh,
to have church. Yeah. And we thank the Lord for that. Yeah. You know, church, I was in a service one Sunday, and I heard one of our speakers say that you could be guilty of two sins. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Now, we're going to try to stay away from adultery. And we're going to try to stay away from talking about our neighbors and doing what our mothers say do. Those are sins of commission. We're going to stay away from that. But we can also be guilty of sins of omission. Omitting to thank the Lord for waking up this morning. Yeah. Omitting to thank the Lord for your life, health, and strength right now. Yeah. Omitting for praising the Lord right here sitting in church. Yeah. So I'm not going to be guilty of a sin of omission because I want to say thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And I'm going to say praise the Lord. Yeah. And when the Spirit hits me, I'm going to move so that the Lord can bless me right now. Yeah. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to worry about right now. Yeah. If my soul is saved right now, then I feel right with Jesus. Yeah. So come on, let's get into the service, church, because you don't want to be guilty of sins of omission, because it's going to get you hell. Yeah. It's not going to get you heaven. By doing one thing and forgetting about the other, you're just as guilty of both. So let's get on into the service, church. And we're going to move on with words of welcome from Sister Lucretia Robinson, followed by a selection by the servant choir.
Thank you.
very beautiful selection. And Jesus is in their hearts. You can tell it by the way they feel the music that they're singing. And Jesus is here because you can tell it by the way that you feel when you clap your hands and stomp your feet. We're going to move on with the historical sketches by Sister Ollie B. Floyd.
This is the history of choir number one of Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church. I am happy to give a brief view of our history of choir number one of Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church. Choirs may come and choirs may go, but we plan to go on forever in the name of the Lord. We are young and some of old, but not too old to try to learn. We are doing God's will through singing songs. Our history is one told by our footprint on the sand of time. Many persons have carried the musical torch at this church, but are hushed by an almighty God. I would like to mention a few. Sister Daisy Down, Brother S.I. Blackwell, Sister David Lee Honor, and Brother E.E. Dallas, Sister Corey Vaughn, Brother Charles Harris Sr. Other move-aways are found other departments they wanted to work in, other parts of the church, such as Brother Hal Davis Sr., Sister Rosa Nimmon, and our pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Studd, Sister Geneva Q. We have represented our church wherever possible in our district and state, not because of our ability, but because we are dedicated to the mission that Jesus filled. We plan to lift our voices up in the name of the Lord. We have love in our heart. We are committed, dedicated, considerated, and serving when we are needed in the name of the Lord. Our choir members are very special. They are as follows. Will you please stand when I call your name? President Annie M. Hope, Sister Annie M. Hope. Vice President, Sister Gertrude Stewart. Secretary, Sister Bobby Jean Baker. Financial Secretary, Sister Annie Ruth Felder. Our treasurer is Sister Jessie Felder. Our director is Sister Judy Mae Thornton. Other members are as follows. Sister Moselle Williams, Sister Rosemae Carver, Sister Ciola Hatton, Sister Ollie Coins, Sister Dalisa Stewart, and our soloist is Sister Clyde Barrington. Music committee is Sister Cora Harrison, Sister Stephanie Westbrook, and Brother Daryl Westbrook, Elvis drummer, and Chloris, our new drummer, brand new drummer, is Chloris, is I'm probably pronouncing that, Carlos Felder. Yours truly, Ollie B. Floyd, Reverend Jeremiah Stewart is pastor. Thank you.
Amen. When you have been into something for 45 years, you have to have had God in your heart. Because when you deal with a lot of women, you're dealing with a lot of personalities. And if you can keep God in your heart, you can move on with them. We want to congratulate the senior choir for their efforts. I know that Reverend Stewart is proud of you as the members of the church, because there is no service without music that makes the service better. And I know God's ears are open to all songs, large or small, old or young. We're going to move on with songs, praises, and worships by the visiting choir Now, I'm going to call the roll so that we won't have any mix-ups. And to shorten, because I understand that we have another program, we're going to ask for one selection. And when you see your name come up next, then you just follow on.
Amen.
That saves time.
Amen.
I have one correction, and for those of you that need an excuse for that, I will give you one. But not being prejudiced either, we're going to put Mount Moriah on the beginning of the program for special reasons. And like I said, for those of you that need a reason, I will give you one. But for Christians, I assume that we don't. St. John Seville, St. Paul Espanola, 3rd Mount Tabor, Yevington. They're here? We answer here. Alpha and Omega, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
New St. James, St. Augustine. First Baptist, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Zion Baptist, St. Augustine. North City, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Mount Moriah, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Antioch Baptist, St. Augustine. Bethel AME, Palaka. Church of God by Faith, Palaka. New Bethel AME, San Mateo. First Baptist Armstrong.
Yes.
Yeah. St. John's East Hastings.
Yeah.
Mount Olive Spuds. Community Chorus, Federal Point.
Yeah.
St. Stephen, Hastings. Mount Zion, Hastings. Community Chorus, Hastings. Church of God by Faith, Hastings. Church of God by Faith. Mount Moriah, Hastings. Church of God in Christ, Hastings. Gethsemane Mail Court, Hastings. Okay, if we have missed anybody, okay. They're not taking your pastor answer for you, but he wants me to tell you that he's upset because you didn't say anything. If we have missed anybody, please let me know. And Mount Moriah, this is Mount Moriah of Hastings. Mount Moriah of St. Augustine. Okay, so we're going to move on with the program. Mount Moriah of Hastings.
Thank you. It was
with a mind, it will stay. Yeah.